This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip: what are the preconditions, accompaniments, and subtle points of salah, prayer? Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. Now, in a number of Quranic verses, we find prayer is mentioned. There are also other accompanying commandments, such as paying zakat, giving charity, sadaqah, enjoining what is good, amal bil ma'aruf, forbidding what is evil, nahi an al-munkar, and spending in the way of Allah, spending fi sabilillah, by attending to the deprived and the underprivileged and the poor. So this tells us that these things which are mentioned with prayer should also be conducted in order for our prayer to be more readily accepted. This also shows the universality of the devotional laws of Islam, that alongside connection with the Lord, economic and social issues, as well as tackling the problem of the poor and enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil, are also raised in Islam, and no issue can prevent paying attention to other issues. Meaning everything needs to be taken into consideration, Islam being a complete religion. Now, we can find these things in different verses of the Holy Quran, such as Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 83, Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 3, Surah At-Tawbah, verse 71, Surah Luqman, verse 17, Surah Al-Muzammil, verse number 20, and many other verses. And in Surah Al-Ankabut, which is chapter number 29, verse number 45, we find that the verse says, talking about prayer, indeed the prayer prevents indecencies and wrongs. And thus it becomes clearer and more understandable, and so it is obvious that implementing this divine precept will prevent the corruption of the Muslim society. In prayer also, along with discharging the right of Allah, haqqullah, one must also discharge the right of men, haqq an-nas, along with yuqimuna as-salat, establish your prayer. The Holy Quran, in most cases, has also said, yu'tuna zakat, pay your alms rate. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
So what happens is when we get too busy with the world, when prayer time comes five times a day, we are distracted. We're so busy with the world, Adhan was recited, Allahu Akbar. So, oh, yeah, I gotta stop, hold on, I gotta go pray. Usually we wait till it's the last. People ask, when is it Qadha? People ask, brother, when does it become Qadha? So why don't you ask, when is Salah time? Why are you asking when does it end? He says, well, I'm just going to take it to the last second, you know, because I'm just so busy. I said, alhamdulillah, at least you're praying, but worry about the beginning of prayer. Beginning of prayer is where everything is. You can give time to the beginning of the prayer. Allah will make everything easy. Your business will go easy. The bala will be reduced. Believe me, you will think that other person you're going to negotiate with is going to be a headache for you. You pray on time, it becomes a piece of cake. He signs by the dotted line, says, wow, was that easy? Allah says, you took a step to me. I make it easy for you. So what do? We're distracted. So when salah comes, I'm distracted. So I'm in qunut, I'm reading my stock, figuring out where my portfolio is. I go into ruku, oh, I need to call that person. You go into sujood, yes, I forgot that person. Before you finish, you don't remember what you recited. Because the world is a distraction for us. So during salah, the world, actually I use the word, salah becomes the distractor. I'm so in love with this thing, the world, that when prayer came, I had to give it some respect. So I stopped concentrating on the world temporarily, but I'm so in love with it that I'm giving half heart on this time. It's exactly like, imagine if I'm talking to a brother and I'm very interested in the conversation, I'm engaged, and somebody comes and taps on my shoulder and says, brother, can I ask you a question? You look at him and say, sure. And he's talking, your mind is there. You're giving half attention here because you have to show respect, but your mind is there. This is why prayer is so shallow in most of us. We're so distracted by the world that Allah says, Al-Hakum al-Takathur. Abundance diverts you. Hatta zurtumul maqabir. Until you come to the graves. Islam is a beautiful religion, brothers and sisters. And salah is the iconic symbol. And Imam Hussein on the night, they do dhikr, they pray, and they seek grace from Allah. This should resonate in our hearts. If we don't pray, we should pray. If we're praying, we should get closer to Allah. Say, how can I concentrate? The concentration is, if during the day, before prayer time, I took time to reflect on Allah, about Allah's grace, and I took time to take account of His mercy, and I was grateful to Allah, we will become like that individual who's thirsty towards water. And water here becomes prayer. You can't wait for the prayer. And then the beloved comes to you at the time of salah, at the time of adhan, the beloved now has opened the door and says, come, talk to me. I have allowed you entry into my dominion to talk to me.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, in continuation to our discussion, let's finally go to some subtle points about worship. In worship and prayer, the main difficulty to overcome are our carnal desires and actually commencement of the act of worship. Shaitan tries his hardest for us to become lazy, to postpone, to delay, to not pray. Furthermore, worship also has value if its ending is wholesome and without the blemish of self-conceit, ujub, and arrogance, ghurur. The spiritual ascension of the one praying also necessitates pure attention, ikhlas, sincerity, a good niyya, intention, and the negation of all other servitudes other than Allah. By raising one's hands up to the bottom of his ears, a person negates and refutes everything other than Allah, and thus attains the purity of niyya, the purity of intention. Now, the preliminaries of a prayer, the adhan, the aqama, and the recommended invocations, dhikr, are also the groundwork for this spiritual flight. The supplications after the ritual prayer and subsequent invocations are also included amongst these, all part of a groundwork for a spiritual ascension towards Allah. In the prayer and to be in the presence of Allah, a sound mind and heart are also necessary. The more a holy and spiritual man is acquainted with the greatness of Allah, anything other than Allah becomes more trivial in their sight. And so, in the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that he says, "The greatness of the Creator is seated in their heart, and so everything else appears small in their eyes."
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program, Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatu Ta'ibin, The Whispered Prayer of the Repenters. Please stay with me. My God, let the cloud of your mercy cast its shadow upon my sins, and send the billow of your clemency flowing over my faults. My God, does the fugitive servant return to anyone other than his master? Or does anyone grant him sanctuary from his master's wrath other than his master himself? My God, if remorse for sins is a repentance, I, by your might, am one of the remorseful. If praying forgiveness for offenses is an alleviation, I am one of those who pray forgiveness. To you I return that you may be well pleased. My God, through your power over me, turn toward me. Through your clemency toward me, pardon me. And through your knowledge of me, be gentle toward me. Thank you.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.